Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Synaptic Jam with your host, James Keeling. And this is The Tidbit. There has been a lot of speculation and conjecture out there on the internet on the state of the publishing industry, and more importantly, its future. Some say it doesn't have one. The new model of self-promotion, coupled with the enormous exposure proffered by social media, provides existing and prospective authors with an incredible opportunity to expand their fan base, meaning their customers, by leaps and bounds. Brand identity can now be established prior to any publication whatsoever, and this places the publishing industry in a mostly unique situation as to the roles in which it could operate, given the new paradigm. I say mostly unique in that the publishing industry is beginning to see the writing on the proverbial wall. This is the writing that the recording industry has been forced to read as well as of late. Business models always change to suit the market. They always have, and they always will. This is no different within the publishing industry. I could go ahead and launch into the usual diatribe about big publishing versus print-on-demand versus self-publishing versus, you know, ad nauseum, but that has been hashed over. It's been hashed over so many times that I would merely be repeating what others have already said. My recommendation for you is do your own research and formulate your own opinions. So the question now is, why do I mention publishing as it relates to both content providers and content consumers? The hat tip for this goes to Exoticali for tweeting me a YouTube link. Exoticali is a friend of mine from both Twitter as well as the forums at scottsigler.com. The link for the YouTube video is on the website and in the show notes. You may also watch the video directly from the website. You may or may not agree with all the sentiments of the video, but it's imaginative and it's well done. Rock on. Well, that's it for this round. I'd like to apologize for being so quiet as of late. There's been a lot going on in the real world, and the real world tends to monopolize your time. But I'm here today. And not only that, but I actually have a PS. PS. During the Boom Effect charity auction, I bid on and won signed copies of the novels Lost Gods and Zombonauts, Undead in the Universe, from a very talented author named Drew Beatty. I received both books in the mail recently, and I've got to tell you, excellent work. I was previously exposed to Drew Beatty's work when he serialized his novel Lost Gods on Podiobooks.com. You can find the links to that Podiobook in both the show notes and on the website as well, and Drew's website at drewbeatty.com. Check him out. Well, that'll about do it for this episode of the... What am I calling this? Oh, yeah, The Tidbit. So once again, this is James Keeling, Synaptic Jam, bidding you adieu. No, I can't do that. I'm not big on the French thing. This is James Keeling, Synaptic Jam, bidding you farewell, and maybe I'll see you tomorrow. Sounds in this podcast generously provided by the Freesound Project, available online at freesound.org. More information and more content can be found on the James Keeling website, available at www.jameskeeling.com. That's James Keeling, KEELING.com. Email may be directed to me at james@jameskeeling.com.